Mr. Clee's car has requested that we withdraw all of his properties that he sent to us. He no longer wants to go before the BOE, stating he has privacy issues. And all of his property was going to come based on the cost appraisal, is that right?
Income approach.
Income approach, thank you.
And he didn't want to provide those figures for privacy reasons.
Absolutely correct. So I'm requesting a motion to accept his withdrawal so that for 060152 through 060206.
That's 50-something cases, isn't it?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Give me those numbers again.
060152 through 060206.
And what was the last name?
Clee's Car, C-A-R-R.
C-L Car.
C-L-E-Z-E.
Yeah. It's C-L Car.
Yeah.
Whatever his real name is, it's C-L.
Everybody calls him C-L.
The number was 06191?
06-01-52. Oh, okay. Through 06-02-06. Did you get a motion, Cindy?
No, I really, well, I got who made it, but what was the exact motion to
accept the withdrawal?
Okay. Accept the withdrawal.
And I seconded it.
Yeah. Any seconded it? We all voted for it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Carl Smith, we're going to convert to a... Let me see.
Jen, are you looking at it? Do you have a comment on this real quick? About the bond?
He can go to agriculture, but I think he's going to argue value, too.
He's just arguing the classification of this letter.
He's arguing the classification. I have no idea. We can take it to ag real man.
The bond can go to...
Carl, this is Donna Neely again with the Teddy County Board of Equalization. And I just want to let you know that you're being recorded and you're also live on the internet. And Bob Rose will take over. Here's our chairman.
All right.
Morning, Carl.
How are you today?
It looks like this is just a straightforward request that the property was valued as residential is actually a barn.
That is correct.
So, in other words, all we need to do is to move that classification on that building from residential to agricultural.
That's simple enough, isn't it?
That's simple. You're easy this morning.
I make a recommendation that the board move it to agriculture.
Yeah, that's the main thing that we need it done.
Okay. All right. I'll make a motion that we change the classification from residential to agricultural.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Vote is 5-0. Your request has been granted, Carl.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hang on.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Did you push that off?
Yeah. Was there any reason that hadn't already been done? If it was just a reclassification?
He was just probably late getting it to you, probably.
He just talked to me last week about it.
Oh, okay.
Or whenever his application was filed. It hadn't been very long.
All right.
Okay, now we have a Dan Harris.
When he came in.
Dan Harris.
373.
373.
Dan Harris. Okay, now this is the one I had the question on. You say this is... Right next to Oakmont, or what? This Ozark Paradise Village?
It is part of Oakmont. Ozark Paradise Village is all the same thing. Same big balloon.
Well, his question seems to be that he paid this last fall, he paid $2,500 for it, and all of a sudden it's appraised at $3,465.
I make a recommendation to move it back to the $2,500 he paid.
Move it back to the $2,500?
Yeah.
I can't
pick minutes and do the battle,
you guys.
Somebody will make it.
We'll make it when it's time there.
Hello?
Mr. Harris, this is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we're calling regarding your appraised valuation of $3,465.
Right.
Okay.
I actually only paid $2,500 for the property.
And that actually, that's your request, is that that appraised value be moved back to what you paid for it?
Yes.
Is there such a motion?
I'll make a motion to reduce it to $2,500.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The vote is 5-0. Your property assessment has been moved back to what you paid for it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
What he paid for. That's what we've done in those Oakmont in general. We've moved them back.
You want James comments and that he recommended that on
right there.
Did you want James comments in there that he recommended that?
I say yes.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay, the next thing is not scheduled to 10:45.
But we have a bunch of stuff for
you. Okay, that's why I was not going to know if we could do it. We've got about 20 minutes here to handle. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes now?
With the corrections, you got the three corrections that we were going to make?
I've got some.
Can we approve it?
I've got 3-2, change from 3-20, and fix the 4-1. And match it to the recorded vote. And then that's all I've got, I think.
Have you got any more?
There's one other one. What you have, Chuck? You had one other something.
I think we resolved that. Yeah, I checked with Cindy.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Vote 5-0 to accept the minutes. Do you have some other things to bring during this gap?
There's your motion on the minutes. Okay, this one I'm going to let James present. This is in regular BOE. If you'll make a motion to go in a regular BOE.
It's summer BOE.
This is summer BOE? Oh, sorry. This is still summer BOE. But they have not been entered. This is some information that James has presented to our office. While he's looking at that, I'm going to address this 06. 0362 and 070022. That's where you made the motion to one had an incorrect parcel number and then you had an add-on to correct the parcel number. But at the time of that change, it was changed from $300 agriculture to $300 residential, which caused an increase in assessed valuation from $40 to $60, and that was not in your motion. There was no motion to change it from ag to res. So we need to know if you want that done as well.
That was a request of the owner.
This was presented to us by the assessor.
Two days ago, or last time we met?
Yeah, this is where the assessor presented the parcel number change.
That had the dot and the dash.
Yes, and Burkhart.
Mm-hmm. Brandy Burkhart.
Yeah. This is what the girls found when they were entering in. Okay.
We just were corrected the dots to the
day. It went from agriculture to residential. Right. To
and they didn't know about it, and so I felt like they should know about it. It's, you know, it wasn't just a parcel number change. It was a classification change. So I can leave it as is, because what you did was you did away with one and you did an add-on that had a classification change. I mean, it's completely up to you.
So, Kenny, is it supposed to be ag or res?
Res.
At the request of the owner, wasn't it?
I don't remember if it was at the request of the owner or not, but it's 2 acres in downtown Bradleyville.
Oh, the bird farm? Yeah, it'd have to be red. It's surrounded by red. I don't believe there'd be no hay or anything off of it.
But we put it back on as agricultural, did you say?
It was originally agriculture. And we had it's still the same appraised amount, $300, but it did change the assessed from $40 to $60.
It's the last one we talked about last week, and it was a dot versus a dash, which changed it.
Yeah, we did the parcel number, but we didn't address agricultural or residential, did we? All we did was delete one parcel number and then add on another parcel number, I think, according to the minutes. But what she's saying is when we added it back on, we added it back on under a different classification than what we...
Without a vote?
Yeah, it wasn't...
Well, all we had in our records was you were changing them because of a parcel issue, not that there was a classification
right.
issue. So when they were entering it, they saw the difference, and we wanted to bring it to your attention to see what you wanted us to do with it.
Well, wouldn't there just be an assumption that that would go up if it went from agriculture to residential and the rate higher?
There was nobody who said to change it from ag to res.
Oh, right. Okay.
I move that we change on Burkhart property from agricultural to residential.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Nothing changed.
Thank you.
I see you're bringing up this one, the next call that we're making up here. This looks like just one of those classifications again.
It didn't
notify them that as long as this person says it's not in the nightly rental program, that's one of those in Thousand Hills.
Yeah, this is a classification change. There's no quarrel by the assessor. They've evidently got a hold of us finally, and but too late for the book.
Is it a phone call?
Yeah.
Are you going to make your phone call, or would we be looking at some of these?
Well, I don't know whichever one.
You got some other things we can. We don't necessarily need to make the phone call for another 10 minutes. If you've got some other things.
I've got a 7032. I'm sorry. However you read it, 070032 33 34 and 35. I asked to be withdrawn. I don't know what it's doing in here. I think it's an old 10 action, and for some reason it's got in here in the old 9s.
Did you get that information over there?
I'm sorry.
Would you say it again, James?
070032 33 34 and 35. It's a mapping thing of exemption, and it doesn't occur, I believe, until 2010. I want to withdraw it to the
thing. So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 So
ordered.
070031. We took a mobile home off of here that it was on. It's on personal property for 2009. We had put it on real estate, and evidently they wanted it on personal property belonging to a child or to a member of the family. So we did put it on personal and took it off of the real estate.
Is that a request for removal?
Dave moved.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I missed it. Dave Oliphant made a motion to what?
To change that
to remove
trailer
the,
from
yeah, to move the residential from this property and move it over to personal property.
Move the
residential assessment on the mobile home.
The 26,689. Is that correct?
I don't know. We don't have that information.
Yeah.
James.
Is that the one? 26,689.
Yeah.
And then to personal property, which if I just remove it, then will you enter it into personal do a personal property add-on?
Yes. I'm assuming it has, or we wouldn't have requested it. But I'll check into that.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Mr. Second. Who was our second? From Stroffus?
June.
And everybody voted in favor of it.
Zero, 07 zero, zero, 0030. A res burned on May 20th. They provided the incident narrative from the fire district, firefighter. We're asking to remove the res.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Back to nothing.
Zero, 070029 is a parcel was missed by my mappers, and we're needing to add that parcel back on and add the value to it. The old was zero. The new parcel value is $600 commercial.
What kind of is this?
Just a parcel missed on the books, and we had to add it.
But what made it commercial, is it?
CenturyTel.
CenturyTel.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I need to know more about what the motion is to do what.
To add the parcel back on at a $600 value. Commercial. $600 is simply another letter from the condo owners moving it from commercial to res. 70024, same letter. 70025. 70026 and 70027 is all changing from commercial to residential.
These all the same owners or different?
Same owner.
So what are they doing with them?
The monthly rentals.
Oh, okay.
We're going to see a lot of that in the future here of these condos are getting cheap enough that people are just buying them instead of buying houses. They're putting them on the monthly rental programs and having a manager.
So, you got your numbers? In motion, right? So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Sorry, this is second. Thank you.
We've got another one here, 70028. Same situation. He wrote a personal letter instead of filling out one of our forms. That he is not in the nightly rental program.
Is there a motion to accept, make this change?
This was wrote to the collector.
Do we need any kind of notification fine, or do you need to fill out the form, or do you need to, is a call-in?
I would make a recommendation to this board that we send this person a form officially and let them fill it out.
That's what I'm thinking that we need to do because they could write.
Instead of writing a letter to the collector requesting this. But I believe it's an approval because it'll come back that way, but it should be on a form.
I'm sure that I just wanted to make sure that that's the way we do something, because somebody might write a letter that was confused.
So we could approve it contingent, then, you're thinking? Of receiving a form?
Yeah, but it may take 2 or 3 weeks.
Then we probably just need to don't make that motion, is what I'm saying. And I'm saying I'll probably just instruct you to send out a form.
Okay.
We'll send out.
Is that all right, guys?
Correct.
Why don't we just get one and fax it straight to them, and maybe we can have it back.
That's for just consistency perspective. I don't think there'll be a problem, but yeah.
As this month goes on, are we going to have more of these rather than bringing them up and calling them and everything that Jim just brings them in? This is nice. We can get a package out of the way.
Most of the stuff is the stuff that's been presented to us by James. These actually were mailed. Were these mailed to us, Cindy? Do you remember? No, these were all presented by James. James's office. So we just presented to you. You do whatever you're going to do. I don't know. Do you have more to come?
Probably.
I have more in my desk to come.
Yeah. Anytime that we can just take a package of them, and rather than go through this thing of having to phone somebody or have them come in or that, when we know the result in advance, it would be helpful to all of us. Okay, what?
Sorry, did we miss Dan Harris? We already got him.
Dan Harris?
We got him.
We lowered it to $2,500 when he paid for it. Ready for Billy Coleman. And this looks like it's, again, one of the same exact things, go from commercial to residential.
My recommendation will be to do that.
Well, let's just vote on it, and then you can call the government.
Well, I suppose we ought to call him and make sure that that's what he really wants.
What's the BOE number?
It says misclassification of property.
Yeah. 060377.
Do you want to pass this one? I can just tell him that.
We can hear it.
We may need a lap, one of the form letters, because it looks like they've written it on a letterhead.
We're calling Coleman here. He's written it on the
Thousand Hills Resort.
This is Thousand Hills.
Sent a letter stating that he has not put it on a.
Okay, let's get him. We'll just ask him,
and then we'll fax him the form, I guess.
Yeah.
And we tell them to send us a letter if they lost theirs.
Oh, that's okay.
As long as we got something to put in their file, show them that they
know. My only question.
Mr. Coleman?
Cobb?
Is Mr. Coleman there, Billy Coleman?
Yes, ma'am. Who's speaking?
Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
All right. Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Billy Coleman?
Yes. Is this the Equalization Board?
It certainly is, sir. I just want to...
Yes, we were anticipating your call.
Okay, I wanted to let you know that we're recording this, and you're also live on the Internet. And our chairperson, Mr. Rose, will take over.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. If we understand, correctly in your letter, you said this has never been in the nightly rental program, and you must have just overlooked sending back in that form which said that. So we need to correct that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we change the classification to a residential.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You've just been changed.
That's okay, if I may ask one question. There was like a large increase in between last year and this year.